96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It's not an invisible problem. Homelessness continues to be right in front of us here in the nation's capital. And the solutions to the problem are not easy to see. And of course, as the weather turns colder, the life and death dangers of homelessness will unfortunately be very apparent. Well, we're talking about this issue tonight with Michael Farrell. He is the executive director for the Coalition for the Homeless, and Amoral Jerome. She's a social worker at the Coalition. I want to talk about this issue, your thoughts about homelessness in the District of Columbia, and perhaps you may have some solutions that you'd like to suggest or some thoughts that you would like to share. So give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Mr. Rome, Mr. Farrell, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Excellent, excellent. So let's first, for the uninitiated, let's talk a little bit about the Coalition for the Homeless. What is it? There are so many organizations out there that are trying to do good works for the homeless, sadly, obviously not able to handle everything. So what is the organization? What are you doing?
Well, the Coalition for the Homeless has been around for more than 30 years, and during that time we have developed programs that are targeted to homeless men and homeless families. And we have 12 program sites located here in the District of Columbia that provide an array of services, including temporary housing, food, and supportive social services to more than 890 homeless men, women, and children annually. Mm-hmm. We also help individuals to find employment. Last year, we helped 167 individuals to secure employment. And more importantly, we helped 307 persons to find permanent housing, which is the ultimate goal of the organization.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have a lot of work to do. How would you characterize the homeless community and the situation facing them in 2014? How has it changed?
Essentially, homelessness has remained fundamentally the same. It is an issue of poverty. And so by and large, individuals who experience homelessness are more socially and economically disadvantaged than the general population. Certainly issues of substance abuse looms large, as well as mental and primary health care issues, unemployment, underemployment, as well as some mental health issues that I've mentioned earlier. All of these and other issues, other social issues, are contributory factors to individuals becoming homeless. And certainly the poor economy has not helped. And along with the poor economy on one side, we've had the upswing in the economic development in the district, which has reduced the level of affordable housing for individuals who fall into 0 to 30% of area median income. So that has made it increasingly more challenging for individuals, even if you're working, to afford the housing that's available with the current inventory.
Ms. Jerome, as a social worker, you deal directly with the population that the Coalition serves. What is that like? You've been doing this with the Coalition for some 5 years
yes.
now.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed any change in the kinds of people that you were talking to when you first started with the Coalition when compared to perhaps the folks that you've been dealing with this year? Is there anything that you'd like to
yes,
share about that?
Yes, there's a change. When I first started, we had older clients. Now we have very young clients.
Really?
Yeah. The youngest we have right now, I'm at Valley Place Transitional Housing, so we serve families. The youngest client is a 19-year-old. and the oldest is 31. So the average age of our clients is probably around 24, 25 years old. So we see a lot of that right now. We see people aging out of foster care. We have some of those. We have people who have dropped out of school. They have been asked to leave their parents' home. We see a lot of them. So what we have mostly is mostly younger people. Mm-hmm. Right now,
what do they need specifically? What do they say that they need? And you know, as a experienced professional, is what they say they need the same thing that you believe that they need to make themselves to put themselves in a better situation?
Basically, most of them say they need housing. Mm-hmm. But what they also need to is life skills, because some of them come in without even knowing how to, you know, open a bank account, basic housekeeping skills, even taking care of their kids' parenting skills. They need all of that. Jobs. They need jobs. We have most of our clients who come in don't have a GED because they've either dropped out of school very young or they were in the foster care and moved from so many different places. So that's the first thing we have to work on, trying to get your GED, and that takes some time also.
I want to talk more about that too, but I already have a phone call, and I want to make sure that we take as many phone calls about this issue as we can. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Tanya, calling from Washington, D.C., thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm calling because, speaking of the coalition, I'm a D.C. resident. I've been here all 39 years, born and raised. Mm-hmm. And I filled out an application for intake with the coalition in the District of Columbia, and I'm currently sleeping in my vehicle with a 15-year-old. You know, I don't know what lackadaisical system is going on the inside, but all of us are not receiving help.
Let me say this, Tanya, because certainly before you criticize. And we do have representatives here, and so let them at least try to address your situation, if you may.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for the question. First and foremost, I would ask you: have you been to the Virginia Williams Family Resource Center?
I was placed on a waiting list and told that I couldn't go to a shelter unless it was 32 degrees outside.
Okay, we are currently in what we call hypothermia season, and that period of time officially started on November 1st, which was last Saturday. I would encourage you, if you're still experiencing problems, to call the shelter hotline number. That number is 1-800-535-7252.
Okay. What's that number again? Because we need to make sure that we share that, I guess, as often as we can for those who may need some assistance.
Shelter hotline number is 1-800-535-7252. And it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during hypothermia season.
Okay. Tanya, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate it. And I hope that upon calling the hotline or looking into some of the, other available services that, you can get some shelter. And, it, obviously the weather is turning colder. And so that's a critical issue. We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up, that if you are interested in trying to make a difference, it's something that you would like to participate in. So just stay with us. We're talking about homelessness in Washington, problems and possible solutions. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back. Wait, you are in Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about homelessness in the District of Columbia, problems and possible solutions. My guests are Michael Farrell. He is the executive director for the Coalition for the Homeless and Amoral Jerome. She's a social worker at the Coalition. We're talking about this issue. You can give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Now, before the break, we were mentioning that there is an event, and it's called Stepping Out for the Homeless, and it's happening on November 7th. Mr. Farrell, can you share with us, you know, what the event is about, and what do you hope to achieve by this event?
Well, the event is an annual fundraiser that the Coalition has to promote prevention and ending homelessness. And instead of asking people to walk for the homeless, which has historically been done, we're asking people to put on their dancing shoes and dance for the homeless and support the Coalition for the Homeless at this event on November 7th, which will be held at the St. Francis Hall, which is located at 1340 Quincy Street Northeast. Tickets can be obtained by calling 202-347-8870 or going to the Coalition's website, dccfh.org. That's dccfh.org.
And I want to remind our listeners also that if you didn't get all of that information, it will be on the WHUR.com website under the Daily Drum this evening after I get off the air. We want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to participate if they are so inclined. Let me go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Tiffany, calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm calling because I just wanted to know if, and I'm sorry, I did not catch the man's name, but if he could give some additional information, because I've actually had to take my friend and her kids in because she's been down to Virginia Williams, and they literally told her that she cannot help, they cannot help her because they called me and asked me, was she staying with me? And I said, yes. And they said, okay, well, since she's staying with me, then they can't help her because she actually has somewhere to go. But in all actuality, she doesn't, because I have my own child and my own face, you know. And I've seen everything that she's had to go through with losing her job, with having to go from social services to Virginia Williams to, like I said, me having to take her in.
Well, Tiffany, let me try to have Mr. Farrell address that issue, and I may have to stop you for another break, but please stay on the line. Please go
okay. Right
ahead. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. There is a process in order to determine the eligibility for families who are seeking shelter services at the Virginia Williams Family Resource Center. And the process is a little complicated, and so I will, you know, fully acknowledge that. But the purpose of it is to ensure that we are actually serving families who are in the absolute most dire need of shelter services.
Well, hold that point, because I need you to drill down a little bit so that there is a full understanding of that process. So, Tiffany, can you stay on with me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Also on the line, Gaston, Anthony, Carlin, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Please do not hang up. We will take your call. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More about D.C.'s homeless plight. Stay with us.